This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Viglund. If you own an Apple product, you might be interested in knowing how Apple's supply chain is doing. 6 months ago, the Fair Labor Association, a group hired by Apple, found a number of problems with Chinese iPhone and iPad maker Foxconn. Those issues included too much overtime, unsafe working conditions, and more. Today, the Fair Labor Association released an update on whether Foxconn is complying with a series of recommendations it made. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz has the latest.
Foxconn is at the top of the manufacturing pyramid. The company's very good at getting things done, pushed, of course, by profit. But how good has Foxconn been at implementing hundreds of action items to improve conditions for its workers? Arat van Heerden is president and CEO of the Fair Labor Association. He routinely visits Foxconn factories for an ongoing audit of the company's work practices.
Frankly, the speed with which they've implemented this program is really precedent-setting.
He says the company has made changes to its factories, improving worker health and safety, modifying equipment, and giving more breaks. Back in February, van Heerden discovered that only 1% of Foxconn's workers were enrolled in the government's unemployment insurance program. That's because migrant workers can't claim these benefits in their home province. Van Heerden says Foxconn persuaded the city government of Shenzhen, where the company's biggest factory is, to change this policy.
Millions of migrant workers in Shenzhen will now benefit from that new access. And I think will be a template for other provinces to follow.
But not everyone's convinced. China Labor Bulletin's Jeffrey Crothell advocates for factory workers.
It's very encouraging that Foxconn is on board and following through with what the FLA has asked it to do. But, you know, I always judge things on how they appear in practice.
The Fair Labor Association will soon have a front-row seat when Foxconn ramps up production for Apple's new iPhone. Van Heerden says a number of big companies have asked him how Foxconn will limit overtime during this ramp-up season. If Foxconn is able to do it, he says, other companies will likely follow. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.